Esther, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining me. Jump straight into things. Do you think that aerosol sunscreen cans should be available in, you know, as widely as they are?
Look, I think that it fulfills the consumer demand. I think consumers are always looking for an affordable product that is easy to use and is convenient. I think that it's just more an issue of raising awareness about how to properly apply this product. I think we should be encouraging innovation in this area. We should be welcoming different types of applications that are available. You know, I'm speaking to one mum whose children have eczema, and it's just not easy to rub a lotion into the skin of a child. But with spray, it's easy to do. It's like a light spray. And what she does is she just will make sure that they don't go outside for 20 minutes. You know, they spray inside where there's no wind, no breeze. So, you know, half of it's not blown away. So I think it's just using it properly, the public being educated about those ways. And, I think it does fulfill a consumer need. So not calling for it to be taken off shelves.
Well, I certainly know I'm a big fan of the aerosol sunscreen. Very fair-skinned person. I have red hair, but I also hate rubbing things into my skin. So the aerosol sunscreen is just an absolute dream.
And then I would say with aerosol, as much as it's easily spraying it on, people are encouraged to rub it in. So at the end of the day, you do have to make sure you've got an adequate amount of that white substance on your skin and you are rubbing it in. So, I mean, that particular step is still required.
Now, the majority of aerosol cans are, of course, compressed in either steel or aluminium. What kind of problems can come from these cans being left in the sun where they overheat? I know aerosol cans always come with warnings about getting them too hot.
Look, I mean, and I've used aerosol spray sunscreen, and I remember going to the beach and reaching into my bag, of a plastic bag actually, I think, put on another application, and I noticed that the can was very, very hot, like I couldn't even touch it. And it just made me think, well, what about the contents inside? Does it lose impact on its effectiveness? And it does. These cans can get very hot. So my tips are, store it in a bag where it won't get hot. Make sure that it's not directly exposed to sunlight. And also, don't keep it in the car. As you know, the temperature in a car can easily soar to 40, 45, 50 degrees. And, every time it reaches that sort of temperature and then comes back down and reaches that temperature again, the sunscreen will lose its effectiveness. And so by the time you use it, you're just not getting the coverage that you paid for. So it is a problem. Again, I think it's about education, which is, know that sunscreen is affected by heat. And steel and aluminium is a good conductor of heat, and it's not going to end well.
Yeah, that seems like a huge issue. Obviously, sunscreen is something that you have with you when it's very hot, and if it's going to be damaged by heat, sounds like you need to be definitely incredibly wary. Now, of course, there's the whole UVA and UVB radiation. Are you able to tell me a little bit about what the difference is between the two and how to make sure that sunscreen is protecting us from both?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely not a dermatologist. I'm not a skin expert. But from what I've read, UVA is a type of ultraviolet radiation that goes deeper into the deeper layers of your skin, and it can cause quite a lot of damage. Maybe about 10, 15, 20 years ago, there was a lot of attention on UVB rays, and that's a lot of the sun safety and protection messages centered on UVB. Look, with UVA, what's interesting is that it behaves quite differently to UVB. One thing is that where you see sunlight, whether that's at 8 a.m. or at 6 p.m. on a hot summer's day, the UVA is likely to be quite strong. So don't think, I'm not out between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. I'm not at the beach. I'm protected. Well, most likely you're not. And just a general thing about UV radiation is that, it doesn't just have to be direct. You can also get indirect UV exposure, whether that's at the beach when you're reflecting off sand and water, or at the snow, or even in a concrete jungle, even in your, if you're walking down George Street, you know, light does bounce off concrete. You could even be carrying a parasol, but the likelihood on a hot, sunny day is that you're getting a lot of indirect exposure. So, look, it's just about being careful, and I think it's combining the different sun protection measures. So having a layer of sunscreen on, you know, seeking shade where possible, wearing sunglasses, wearing a hat, just, all, you know, it's a combination of those things that will maximise that protection that you're seeking.
Yeah, it's pretty terrifying to know that no matter where you aren't escaping the sun. It's coming at you from, all angles. Esther, thanks very much for joining me this morning to share some of your own insights on all of this issue as we do move through the summer.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.